Most people think the one who took longer is the better deal, because he put in more effort and he cost less per hour. But what if the locksmith who took longer had to try several times and broke a bunch of tools before he succeeded, and charged $120? Surprisingly, most people still think this locksmith is a better value than the speedy one, even though all he did was waste an hour of our time with his incompetence. Are we saving enough for retirement? Do we all know, even vaguely, when we'll stop working? How much we'll have earned and saved by then? How much our investments will have grown? And what our expenses will be for the exact number of years we'll live after that? No? We're so intimidated by retirement planning that, as a society, we're saving less than 10% of what we need, aren't confident we are saving enough, and believe we'll have to work until we're 80, even though our life expectancy is 78. Well, that's one way to cut down on retirement expenses. Never retire. Do we spend our time wisely? Or do we spend more time driving around looking for a gas station that will save us a few cents than we spend trying to find a cheaper mortgage? Not only does thinking about money not improve financial decision-making, but sometimes the simple act of thinking about money actually changes us in deep and troublesome ways. Money is the top reason for divorce, and number one cause of stress in Americans. People are demonstrably worse at all kinds of problem-solving when they have money problems on their mind. One set of studies showed that the wealthy, particularly when reminded they are wealthy, often act less ethically than the average person, while another study found that just seeing images of money makes people more likely to steal from the office, hire a shady colleague, or lie to get more money. Thinking about money literally messes with our heads. Given the importance of money, for our own lives, for the economy, and for society, and given the challenges we have thinking about money in rational ways, what can we do to sharpen the way we think? The standard answer to this question is usually financial education, or the more sophisticated term, financial literacy. Unfortunately, financial literacy lessons, like how to buy a car or get a mortgage, tend to fade quickly, with almost zero long-term impact on our actions. So this book is not going to financially literate us, or tell us what to do with our money every time we open our wallets. Instead, we'll explore some of the most common mistakes we make when it comes to money, and more important, why we make these mistakes. Then, when we face our next financial decision, we might be better able to understand the forces at play and hopefully make better choices, or at least more informed ones. We're going to introduce a bunch of people and share their money stories. We'll show what they did in certain financial situations. Then we'll explain what science tells us about their experiences. Some of these stories are real, while some are, like the movies, based upon a true story. Some of the people are reasonable, some are fools. They might seem to fit certain stereotypes, because we'll emphasize, even exaggerate, some of their characteristics in order to highlight certain common behaviors. We hope everyone recognizes the humanity, the mistakes, and the promise in each of their stories and how they echo in our own lives. This book reveals how we think about money and the mistakes we make when we do. It's about the gaps between our conscious understanding of how money works, the way we actually use money, and how we should rationally think about and use money. It's about the challenges we all have reasoning about money, and the common mistakes we make spending it. Will we be able to spend our money more wisely after reading this book? For sure. Maybe. A little bit. Probably. At a minimum, we believe that revealing the complex forces behind the money choices that consume our time and control our lives can improve our financial affairs. We also believe that by understanding money's impact on our thinking, we will be able to make better non-financial decisions. Why? Because our decisions about money are about more than just money. The same forces that shape our reality in the domain of money